Please, I swear, it wasn't me.
You know what was going to happen, my friend. And you did it anyways. That is something I do not tolerate. No. You are in deep trouble. And I hope you realize that by now.
You have to believe me. I didn't know. I never had a choice. They were tracking me. And I just had to take another route.
Look, it's always with the whining, and it's always with the I didn't know, but you knew exactly what you're doing.
No, please.
You brought this all in danger, and now you have to face the consequences, and you're whining like a little bitch.
Look, let's make a deal.
Oh, I've seen that so many times before. You're no longer part of the family, my friend.
I can make it up to you. You can have my house. Whatever, I can pay you back.
Take your leave. Now, grab your wife, grab your kids, and run. Run.
Look, let's make a deal. I can make it up to you.
Look. One last chance. Run. Now.
No, but...
Danny, the knife.
No, please.
Danny, the knife. I knew he was your brother. Hand me the knife. Now.
Okay, boss.
Please.
Look. I'm sure you didn't mean to hurt all of us, but you did it anyways, and now I have to do this. I want you to know that all of this is your fault. I am not to blame for your stupid mistakes, am I? Then stop whining and face your death like a man.
You don't have to
Now I got blood on my fucking favorite watch. A towel, Danny. Alright, clean him up. I don't want to see his stupid face anymore. He cost me enough of a headache as it is. Next problem. You there. Here. Yes, I am talking to you. You're the new one, right? Come here. Come. You can sit on that chair over there. Would you like to have a drink? We have whiskey, we have beer, and we do have some good Italian wine as well. You'd rather stick with coffee. Well, I guess you have a long night to go, so yeah. Vito.
Yeah?
You go make us some coffee, okay? Oh, and black. We don't need any of that shit in it, okay?
Oh, you got it. 2 cups?
Yeah, 2 cups. Good boy. Now, I like you. You've proven me your worth. And you've proven that you're good at earning money for the business and the family. And I've heard people talk good about you, left and right. You seem to be a very, very valuable asset to our business. But there is one problem. You know, sometimes things go a bit wrong. And sometimes bodies have to be made. And I understand that you have a problem killing people. Why is that? Seen as your background, I had expected that you were really good at doing those kind of things. It took me by surprise when my man told me that you were too much of a coward to shoot the dog that betrayed us in the past. If you cannot shoot rats that were a threat to your family, then what the hell are you? What kind of person doesn't shoot the rat that wants to betray their family? I just don't understand. Is it the violence? Is it the sound of the gun, perhaps? Or is it the blood? Or is it the look in their eyes before they die? Their begs for mercy. I see. You know, I had trouble killing myself when I was around your age. Well, I'm still kind of around your age, but you know, there's a bit of a difference between us. I rose to the top in this, in this family. And you're starting from the bottom. But that doesn't really matter. Look. My first kill was my own father. No son should have to go through shooting his own father, right? He was going to give me away to the police, that motherfucker. And my mom. She begged me not to shoot him dead like the dog he is. I did it anyway. I told my mom and my sister to run away from me. I didn't want them to become like me. I didn't want them to suffer seeing me develop these horrible habits, you see. I told them to run, like I always do. I always give people a choice. That's my code, you see. They run away from me as fast as possible before my men can find them eventually, or you know, I kill them. It's all very, very simple, actually. The real question is, where's Vito with our damn coffee?
Boss? Here you go.
Ah, when you speak of the devil. Thank you, Vito. You're such a good boy, you know. I'll give you a reward later.
A reward?
Go and wait in my office.
Again? Okay.
Anyways, we're not done here, you know. I understand that killing can be hard for you. And I understand that you need to get used to it. But if you cannot eventually put someone down when they really deserve it, I'm gonna have to ask you to run. And believe me, you do not want to be on the run from me. I will find you. And when I find you, I will not be so merciful on your ass. No. I will have my fun with you. And I'm not really talking about torture. Well, in a way it will be torture, but it will not be physical torture. Well, in a way it will be physical torture. Anyways, I am rambling. You do not want to know the things I would do to you. But, yeah, you do not want to run from me. But I don't think you will. You're always stronger than that. You will not give up. You will focus, and you will pull yourself together and stop yourself from feeling emotion when you're about to shoot. Maybe it is the gun. Would you like to take a look at my collection of knives? Perhaps you'll like one of them. You get to keep either one. I have enough. You do not like knives. Who the fuck does not like knives? Knives are wonderful. They're quick, they're efficient, they're quiet, and they're so beautiful. You wanna know something crazy? My cousin actually makes these knives for me. Yeah, I keep him in the basement, actually. Yeah, he works for me. He once tried to sell me out as well. He discovered that I killed my father, and then he wanted to rat me out to the police himself, the coward. So I had the choice to kill him or make him run. But I decided he was better off being useful to me. So now I keep him as a slave in the basement. He makes knives for me and my men. You know what? I think it's about time that our organization grows some more women. You know? Women are so delicate, and they can be very precise. Not like men. Women are often unpredictable in the face of danger and threat. You know, women can be a great asset to our family. You know, Vito, you go write that down. You tell me to, oh god, where the fuck is Vito? Alright, I send him to my office to fuck him later. it doesn't matter. Danny, you write it down, okay? We need some more femme fatales in our organization. Mm-hmm. Yep. Back to you. I want you to pick a knife from my collection. Just pick one of them. That's a fine choice. A small blade, but very efficient. I want you to prove your worth to me by killing someone. Mm-hmm. Danny, bring him out. Oh, the look on your face. It's priceless. This is your father, right? You see, your father, he owed me some money, but he couldn't pay it off. And he knew the consequences when he couldn't pay off his debt to me. He would pay with his life, or with the life of his child. But seeing as you have been part of my organization for a month in secret, this is a whole different twist. I want you to prove your ultimate loyalty to me by killing your dog of a father, right here and now.
You sick fuck! Let us go! The both of us!
You think you can do that? Then pick up the knife and slice his throat.
Don't listen to him, sweetheart.
Come on, you can do it.
Oh, get us out of here. Just let go of the knife.
Come on. What are you waiting for?
Sweetie, what are you doing?